granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Pine Ridge Bakery is doing business, but Lum's first new product, prune bread, didn't turn out so well. The only thing that can be said in its favor is that it drove Grandpappy Spears and the Almanac out of the Jot'em Down store and sent him home to bed. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the store, library, and bakery, and Cedric has just entered. Listen.
Well, hello, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner.
Come on in.
Well, whereabouts is Mr. Lum at?
Oh, well, he went into the county seat, had some business to do in there. Ought to be back pretty soon, though. What did you want to see him about?
Well, I never wanted to see him. I just hoping he'd gone so you could read me another one of them stories you got in the library over there.
Oh? Well, I'm sorry, Cedric. I can't read you nothing today. I'm too busy.
I'd like to hear that one about Pinky Winky the rabbit.
Well, some other time, Cedric.
Old Pinky Winky wanted to swim underwater like a goldfish, didn't he?
Yeah.
So old mean Freddy Fox put up a sign, swimming instructor, and then when Pinky come over there, the fox jumped at him and hit his head on the sign and fell in the creek and drowned. You recollect that story, Mr. Abner?
Why, of course I do.
How does it go?
How does it go? Well, you just now told me the whole thing.
Yes, sir, but I want to hear you tell it again. I just love the way you tell it.
Oh, Cedric. Well, you have to stop bothering me today. I just got too much work to do. Got to run the store here and the library and the bakery and 100 other things.
Why don't Mr. Lum stay here and help you some?
Oh, he thinks he's got to go into the county seat and get orders for bread and cakes and stuff.
The county seat?
Yeah, he's got it in his head now, Cedric, that he wants to run a bakery wagon clean from here to the county seat.
Bakery wagon?
Yeah. He ain't baked up a thing yet that's fit to eat, but still, he wants to sell the dad blame stuff all over the country.
We got some of that prune bread he made yesterday.
I'd rather you wouldn't even mention that, Cedric.
Mama and Papa both got some of it, and they got sick eating it.
I ain't surprised.
So I give it to my dog, and he got sick, too.
Well?
He sat there and whined all night long.
He did, huh?
Yes, but I sort of liked it myself. You got any more of it around here?
Any more? Of course not. I throwed every bit of that away. And as long as I live, I hope I never come face to face with another piece of that tarnation stuff. Makes me shudder to think about it.
What happens in that story about Pinky?
Just a minute, Cedric. I believe that was our ring.
Yes, sir. Telephone.
I get it. Hello. Jot'em Down store and library and bakery and stuff. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, it's you again, Grandpap. Well, what do you want this time?
Whether I like Pinky Winky or Little Face of it.
Uh-huh.
Or the mole.
Uh-huh.
Or Oily.
Yeah. Oily. Well, that's interesting, Grandpap.
That's wrong.
All right. Goodbye. My dog is, I don't care if they did.
Did what, Mr. Abner?
Why, Roanoke College beat William and Mary 13-0 in a football game in 1936.
They did?
According to the almanac. Or, at least that's what Grandpap said.
William and Mary?
Yeah.
William and Mary who?
I don't know, Cedric. He didn't say what their last names was. Don't seem right, though, for a girl to be out there playing football. That's too rough a game for them.
Yes, I know a Mary Newton over south of Odin. She's big enough to play football. Reckon it's her?
Well, it might be. I don't know.
She won the weightlifting contest at the county fair last year.
She did?
Yes, Mom.
Well?
Oh, she's awful big. You know them things where they take a big sledgehammer and hit it with it? And then it makes a little iron something run up a pole and hit a bell.
Yeah.
She done that.
Well?
She rung the bell, and they give her a cigar for it.
A cigar?
Yes, sir.
Why, she don't smoke cigars, does she?
She smoked that one.
Well, I do know. Well, I wish that grandpapa stopped calling up here every few minutes. He just got to... Wait a minute. There comes Lom.
Lom?
Lom coming up out there. Back from the county seat already.
Must be.
Yeah. Well, I hope he made a success of himself at selling that stuff. Well, howdy, Lom.
Yeah, gentlemen.
Did you get any orders for bread and stuff?
Well, I can't exactly say yet. Oh, hello, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Lom. Did you know Mary Newton was on the football team, Mr. Lom?
Football team?
Yes, sir. According to the almanac.
Don't pay no attention to that, Lom. Grandpap just called up again to tell us something else that he read in that dad-blame book.
For goodness sakes, is he still calling up?
Yeah.
I thought we got shut of him when we give him the almanac and let him take it home.
I did, too.
Thought he was sick today anyway.
He is. But he keeps getting out of bed and goes clean downstairs to the phone every time he finds something he thinks is interesting.
Yeah, I do know. My granny, he's going to read a hole right through that book.
I wish he would, so as he'd have to quit reading the thing.
Yeah, he's a nuisance.
Oh, my. Did you get any bakery orders?
Well, no, I didn't exactly get any, but there was one feller there that runs a grocery store said that he'd think it over and call us more than likely.
He'd think it over?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like the sound of that very well.
Don't like the sound of it?
Why, no, that's what we always tell a drummer when we don't want to buy something.
Yeah, but this was different. I could tell he was sure enough interested, Abner. It was the Hudson Brothers who it was. Biggest store on the south side of town.
Yeah.
In fact, it's the only store over there.
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah.
He said his brother sort of looked after that end of the vine, and he'd talk to him quick as he got in.
Well.
He'd talk it over. Fact is, I figured he might have already called by the time I got out here.
No, I ain't heard a thing from him.
Well, I reckon his brother ain't came in yet. I give him a sample of that prune bread, and he ate it. Or ate part of it, anyway. Said he weren't much hungry, he didn't believe.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Just plain uh-oh, I reckon. Uh-oh, that's the reason he never called. If he'd done any calling at all, he more than likely called a doctor.
Granny, you just wait and see. I bound you he'll order 40 or 50 loaves at a time. That's a big store.
Oh, yeah, it's a big store, all right.
Oh, my, yeah. You just order seen the business they is doing this morning.
Well...
They do so much business, they have to advertise.
They do?
Yes, sir. Granny, that's what we ought to do, too, you know it. Put an ad right there in the county seat paper.
Well, folks ain't gonna walk all the way to Pine Ridge to buy a loaf of bread, Lom.
Well, they got cars, ain't they?
Well, nobody ain't gonna drive 44 miles to buy a loaf of bread, neither.
22 miles is all it is out here.
Well, they got to get back, ain't they?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Well, they can buy more than one loaf at a time. Load their whole car up while they're here.
Well, folks don't want to buy that much bread at a time. It'd get stale.
Well, that ain't our worry. That's their business. Maybe they like stale bread. I don't know.
Oh, nobody don't like stale bread.
Well, how do you know? Granny's, you've got to where you're the biggest know-it-all here lately I ever seen in my life.
Wait a minute. That's our ring, I believe. I'll get it.
Hi, Granny's, that's more like one of the Hudson brothers calling right now.
Yeah?
Go ahead and answer, Dabner.
Yeah.
Tell him you're my secretary. That'll make a big impression on him.
Hello? Got him down store, library, and Pine Ridge Bakery.
That's right. Give it all to him.
Oh, yeah. How many? 160.
For the land's sake, Cedric, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Ordering 160 loaves.
Well, I do know.
160 loaves, huh?
Yeah, ain't that what he said, Abner?
Just a minute. Hold up on. What'd you say, Lom?
Ain't that what he said, 160?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I thought you said.
Hello? excuse me, Lom was hollering at me. Uh-huh.
All right, Granny's run back there in the feed room and bring up 3 or 4 sacks of flour, Cedric.
Uh-huh.
We're in the bakery business right now.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Ordering pies and cakes, too, I reckon.
Why, sure, we'll deliver it this afternoon.
Bakery's a success.
All right, much obliged. Goodbye. Hmm.
All right, Granny's, come on, Abner, you got to help me.
Huh?
Get a bunch of that yeast over there and put it in this wash tub.
Yeast?
Yeah, and then get some salt. Better bring in two or three buckets of water, too.
Yeah, well, what are we doing, Long?
We're mixing enough dough. What do you think we're doing?
Oh.
Here's the flour, Mr. Long.
Good.
Well, open up two or three sacks of it and put it in that tub, Cedric. Hurry up, Abner. We got to work fast
here. Yeah, well, who are we making all this bread for and sit to rug?
That's the time, Cedric. Now pour that bucket of water there in the tub.
Long, who are we making all this for and sit to rug?
Why, the fella you just talked to on the phone.
On the phone?
Why, sure, he ordered 160 loaves, didn't he?
Why, no, that was Grandpappy Spears. He just wanted to tell me that there was 160 farms in Hamilton County, New York in 1930, and wanted us to deliver 2 cans of smoking tobacco over to him this afternoon.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.